Following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday mornings 7 to 9 on ESPN 1440.
He is the best at what he does. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com, joins us right now via the Sports Center hotline. Bob, yesterday, just the overall reaction to the Tiger Woods news. How many people, what part of your business, you think were surprised? How many you think were caught off guard? What was kind of the reaction yesterday from media aspect from Tiger Woods news not playing in the Masters and getting surgery?
Good morning, Josh. First of all, it's disappointing, I think. You know, it's just to have a Masters without Tiger, you know, that's I think, the mood. I don't care if you love him or hate him. I think that not having him in the tournament, you know, a lot of people have grown up with him being there. It's just kind of, you know, a bit of a shocker in that regard. But I think there was a growing concern that something was up. You know, when he skipped Bay Hill, and then the next day, the Monday after, he appeared in Washington and wasn't very positive about the Masters. You know, didn't try to put a spin on it. I think there was a sense of dread. You know, something was up here. He wasn't feeling right, and it sounds like behind the scenes there's been a lot of investigating and research and thought that went into what he had done on Monday. Yeah, here we are. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you get this news and the surgery's already done. It's over with. He's had it, you know, and now we wonder and speculate about how long it's going to take him to get back.
Do you have a clue? I mean, when you look at surgeries for athletes and other sports compared to golf, it's different. When we hear about surgeries in golf, sometimes we don't hear from the golfer again. What are you looking at with this surgery? What are your expectations, I guess, on Tiger returning?
It's hard to say. There's a lot of positives to this. The research that's been done suggests that athletes, high-level athletes, return from this type of surgery. It was very minimally invasive, which is always a good thing. And if you're going to have an operation of some kind, apparently it's an outpatient surgery, so it's very possible that he left Utah on Monday to travel back home. The reports that he could be chipping and putting in 3 weeks, I mean, I wonder why they would say that if they didn't think that was a good possibility. There are some high-profile athletes that have had it. Dwight Howard is one. I believe Tony Romo might have had this. It's a little unclear. I don't think Romo and his people have been real forthcoming or talkative. You know, he had that surgery at the end of the, you know, he missed their last game, I believe, the Cowboys' last game, with a back problem, a disc problem, and this apparently is what he had done. So, you know, that suggests good things. On the other hand, there's a golfer named Graham Dillette, who's from Canada, who had the same type of surgery in 2011, but now his situation was way worse. He was in really bad shape. To the point where, I mean, you know, Tiger was hitting golf shots at this. Dillette could barely stand. And he was basically out the rest of that year. So, you know, you've kind of got both sides there. You wonder, you know, was Dillette like a more serious version of what Tiger's got? Is that why he took him longer? Now, Graham Dillette came back and had a terrific year last year. So, you know, I think that bodes well. If you can take the long view with Tiger, I think In the overall scheme of things, this is really good. I think these back issues have been bothering him for longer than he's let on. And, you know, he wasn't going to get back to swinging a club properly if his back hurt.
Bob Herrig joining us, senior golf writer, ESPN, ESPN.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Bob Herrig, H-A-R-I-G. You say the long run, the long term then for Tiger, when he's almost 40, is that different when it comes to injuries per golfers than it is other sports then?
Seems to be, you know, it just seems that that the injuries take their toll, you know, they start to add up, and you know, we talk about golf being a sport you can play for a lifetime, you know, it's not a contact sport and all that, but you know, you think about just the pounding that they take, the number of shots they hit. You know, every time they hit a shot, you know, it vibrates through their hands, their wrists, their elbows, their shoulders, the back turns, twists, you know, the violence of the golf swing, especially Tiger, you know, the speed with which he goes at the golf ball. You know, people have always wondered about if that would have any lasting effects. You know, he's had knee problems because of it, now back problems. You know, over time, it just, and then, you know, you start to get into bad habits if you're compensating for pain. You think back and you know, Jack Nicklaus played in, I believe the number is 146 consecutive majors. Starting at the 1962 Masters, he played in every major, started every major. He withdrew from one after one round, all the way through the 1998 U.S. Open.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just incredible to think of just that there wouldn't have been something along the line that knocked him out, because this is going to be the fifth major Tiger's going to miss. You know, fifth major before age 40. You know, and Jack played them all through his 40s and through to age 58. You know, it's pretty incredible, really, that nothing happened to keep him from playing. And, you know, obviously we're seeing with Tiger, and it's really a shame, actually. You know, it was setting up to be a big year for him in the majors, and now it's looking like, you know, there's a chance he might not play in any of them.
Is it all about Adam Scott then? Is he the man to watch?
I think it could be about a lot of guys now. Let's be honest. If we were talking today and we weren't sure if Tiger was going to play next week, mm-hmm. how much chance would we really be giving him, given what he had been through?
Yeah.
I think it was going to be pretty wide open anyway. I mean, it's been a strange year. I'm actually just sort of writing this today that, you know, not only do you have Tiger out, Phil is, you know, we're not quite sure how injured he is. It looks like he's going to be able to play. Then you've had some of your stars in contention in the last month. Rory and Adam both blew final round leads, weren't able to finish the deal. You've got a bunch of guys, the guys who are playing the best, have never played in the Masters. Patrick Reed, who's won twice this year, Jimmy Walker, they've never even played in the Masters. You know, and the history of first-timers in Augusta is not good. You know, it's just a bit of an odd year. You know, Henrik Stenson has been slow to come around. Justin Rose, he's been in contention once or twice and hasn't been able to get it done. You know, so it's, I mean, good luck picking a winner next week. It might be somebody we've never heard of or have talked a little about.
Bob, do you have a second? Can I ask you one more question? Do you got to go?
No, I'm good.
I've been wanting to ask you this question for the last couple of years, and for some reason I never got to it, and that sounds crazy on my part. But dealing with Tiger, if you had an open session with him, and you've probably been asked this before, but if you had a chance to sit down with him and nobody around, and he's going to answer it truthfully, what one question would you have to ask?
Wow, that's a good one. You know, do you ask him about the scandal? Anything about that?
Oh.
I mean, no repercussions? You know, is that what we're talking about? You know, I mean, these are the things you say. You know, you'd love to be able to you know, because I have had some moments with Tiger where mm-hmm. I've asked him things that I knew that I wasn't going to be able to use.
You have to, yeah.
He's been pretty good. But, you know, I've never ventured into that territory. I just think that would be professionally unwise. But, you know, if there were no holds barred, I think you'd love to explore, you know, what's the level of remorse or you know, how much has it hurt your career? You know, something like that. If we're just going to talk golf, to ask them, honestly, about all the changes with this swing.
Yeah.
You know, if you had to do it over again, would you change any of that? You know, because obviously he's not going to come out and say, no, I made a mistake, you know, going to Hank Haney or leaving Hank Haney or going to Sean Foley or, you know, he's not going to answer those questions. But, I mean, if you could sit down with him and try to get an honest answer, I would love to know what he thinks about that.
He's a fascinating man, Bob. It's a fascinating story, isn't it?
Absolutely, no doubt. And I still think it has the potential to be really fascinating when he comes back.
You're right. You never know. Oh, Bob, you're one of the best, man. We can't wait to have you on again and have some fun next couple of weeks, Masters and everything else. We can't thank you enough, Bob.
Glad to. Thanks a lot.
There he is, Bob Herrig, ESPN golf writer, senior golf writer, ESPN.com. Follow him on Twitter, @BobHerrig, Bob, and then H-A-R-I-G.